Last week was an off week, but Wildcats defensive coordinator Tristan Abram and his defense were working to correct early season mistakes. The Wildcats open district play Friday night at Prim Stadium against Texas High and their multiple offense. I talked to Coach Abram on Monday morning.
Let's get your take on the off week and how you thought it went for the defense.
Well, actually, I was very pleased with the attitude of the kids and the work ethic of the kids during the off week. I felt like we were able to get better at things that we had been struggling with as far as positional and I thought the kids took it in well. You know, I'm hoping that their mindset is a lot like ours. You know, we going into the off week, you don't want to go in with a loss, and especially a loss like we had. So therefore, I think they had the mindset as we did that we need to get better, we need to fix some of these things. And man, they worked hard every day that we were out here together. So I was really pleased with them and really appreciate their effort that week.
All right, Texas High coming up. And, you know, it's one of the biggest rivals
right.
that we have every year.
Right.
I know White House is kind of up there, but this is a team that we face in district year after year after year.
Mm-hmm. And with that being said, they're Texas High. You know, whenever it's time to play them, then you better be focused every day. You better be focused and attentive, because those guys, they're big, they're fast, and they do what they do very well. Offensively this year, it's been very interesting to watch them as far as all their games, because they're actually doing something a little different every single week. Mm-hmm. as far as the plays or the schemes, but just as far as alignment. They've lined up in what we call tackle oversets, whenever they have what we also say student body on the right side, and hey, we're going to run that way, and you better stop us, you know. And we've seen them line up this past week against Kilgore and empty, and let the quarterback sit back there and throw the ball. So it's going to be very interesting to try to prepare for these guys, because it's almost like you got to have two different game plans for what they're trying to do. So we better be focused and understand who's in the game and the tendencies that they have whenever the different personnel is in the game, and you know, line up and play, because the things that they do as far as the tackle over stuff, they're really good at it, and they come off the ball well, they block you well, and they allow their running backs to just find a crease and go, and once they go, they're gone. So we have to do a good job of being gap sound and running to the football and wrapping up and running our feet and getting the ball carried down so that he's not able to break tackles and score on us.
Looked like they've struggled a little bit on offense this year, and it's no surprise. I can see right away that they've got a young sophomore
mm-hmm.
that, although good, mm-hmm. you know, has a lot to learn, I'm sure, about the position.
Well, he impressed me Friday night, because like you said, he is a sophomore, and he's back there, you know, taking the snaps. But they, I felt like they did a very good job coaching-wise by helping him be successful, by taking what Kilgore was giving him, and you know, once he gets the ball out of his hands and he gets into the hands of whatever athlete he decides he wants to throw it to, or they design and throw it to, then you know, it's game on, and those guys do a great job at making some positive ground whenever they get the ball.
KSST Sports.